Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Shadow Cell by Andrew Bustamante presents an insider-style look at how modern intelligence work functions when the battlefield is no longer defined by borders. Framed around the idea of a new spy war, the book explores the pressures that shape contemporary espionage, rapid technology change, pervasive surveillance, disinformation, and the shifting priorities of national security. Bustamante draws on publicly discussed practices and the kinds of tradecraft commonly associated with clandestine service to explain how agencies recruit sources, evaluate risk, and protect operations in an age where a single digital trace can compromise years of work. Rather than treating spying as pure glamour or pure cynicism, the narrative focuses on the human systems behind covert action and collection, including trust building, deception, and the cost of constant vigilance. For readers curious about how intelligence thinking translates into real-world decisions, the book aims to clarify what actually drives operations and how today's threats differ from the Cold War template. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the new spy war and a redefined battlefield. A central theme is that espionage has shifted from a geographically bounded contest into an always-on competition that touches finance, technology, media, and everyday life. The new spy war is less about two monolithic blocks and more about a fluid mix of state actors, proxies, criminal networks, and private sector capabilities. This environment changes what intelligence services prioritize. Influence operations can matter as much as stealing secrets, and destabilizing trust can be as effective as sabotaging infrastructure. The book emphasizes how decision makers must interpret signals in a landscape flooded with noise, where adversaries intentionally seed ambiguity to slow response and create political friction. It also highlights the reality that intelligence targets may be companies, supply chains, research labs, or digital platforms, rather than only embassies and military sites. Under these conditions, success often depends on speed, adaptability, and coordination across disciplines that historically lived in separate silos. By framing espionage as a strategic contest over information dominance, the narrative helps readers understand why national security debates increasingly revolve around data, narrative control, and resilience rather than only traditional force projection. Secondly, tradecraft fundamentals, recruitment, handling, and trust. The book devotes attention to the mechanics of human intelligence and why people, not gadgets, remain at the core of many operations. It explores the logic behind spotting and assessing potential sources, building rapport, and establishing credibility under conditions where both sides expect manipulation. Recruitment is presented as a process, not a single pitch, involving careful testing of motivation, reliability, and access. Handling a source then becomes an ongoing discipline, managing communications, protecting identity, and shaping collection tasks so they are realistic and safe. The broader point is that trust in espionage is engineered through consistent behavior, controlled vulnerability, and clear incentives, while deception is managed through verification and compartmentalization. The book also underscores that mistakes often come from human bias, overconfidence, and rushed judgment rather than from a lack of tools. For readers, the practical value is seeing how structured relationship building and risk management operate in high-stakes contexts and how similar principles can apply to negotiation, leadership, and security-conscious decision-making outside the intelligence world. Thirdly, operational security in the age of digital exhaust. Modern surveillance and data analytics make operational security harder because ordinary life generates constant digital exhaust: location traces, purchase histories, social graphs, UCOLF, and device identifiers. The book discusses how this reality compresses the margin for error in clandestine work, since patterns can reveal intent even when content is protected. It explains why anonymity is less about disappearing and more about blending into expected behavior, limiting predictable routines, and reducing linkable identifiers across accounts and devices. There is also an emphasis on the trade-off between convenience and exposure, as everyday tools like smartphones, apps, and cloud services can become unintentional beacons. The narrative treats security as a mindset and a set of habits rather than a single technology, reinforcing that a disciplined process is often more protective than the latest gadget. Readers come away with a clearer sense of why intelligence services invest heavily in counter-surveillance, compartmented communications, and procedural rigor. The broader takeaway is that digital risk affects civilians too, from corporate espionage to personal privacy, and that understanding how tracking works is the first step toward reducing vulnerability. Fourthly, psychology, manipulation, and influence operations. Another key topic is the psychological dimension of espionage, where perception management can be as decisive as collecting classified documents. The book addresses how influence can be built through storytelling, selective disclosure, and the strategic use of credibility. It also considers why manipulation works. People rely on cognitive shortcuts, seek belonging, and interpret information through identity and emotion. In the context of a new spy war, This expands into information operations that target public opinion, institutional trust, and social cohesion. The text connects interpersonal persuasion techniques with broader campaigns that exploit media incentives and algorithmic amplification. It highlights that influence is rarely a single dramatic event. It is cumulative, built through repeated nudges that normalize a narrative and marginalize alternatives. This perspective helps readers understand why disinformation can be effective even when it is clumsy, and why rebuttal alone may not restore trust once doubt is seeded. The practical lesson is to adopt better information hygiene, slow down decision-making, verify sources, recognize emotional triggers, and build resilience against persuasion tactics used in politics, business competition, and online communities. Lastly, ethics, accountability, and the personal cost of secrecy, the book also grapples with the moral complexity of intelligence work, especially when secrecy collides with democratic values and personal identity. Espionage can require deception, relationship management, and decisions that trade short-term harm for long-term protection, raising questions about proportionality and oversight. The narrative explores how professionals justify difficult choices, how organizations create guardrails, and how mission focus can narrow the moral lens if not balanced by accountability. It additionally considers the human cost stress, isolation, and the burden of compartmenting one life from another. Secrecy can protect operations, but it can also strain families and friendships, and it may create internal conflict when personal values and institutional directives diverge. By acknowledging these tensions, the book moves beyond simplistic hero or villain portrayals and offers a more realistic view of the people behind clandestine systems. For readers, this topic provides a framework for thinking about ethics under uncertainty, the importance of checks and balances, and why healthy institutions must balance effectiveness with legitimacy to sustain public trust over time. In conclusion, Shadow Cell is best suited for readers who are curious about how intelligence and national security work in practice, including professionals in security, tech, policy, journalism, and business leadership who want a clearer mental model of modern threats. It can also appeal to general nonfiction readers drawn to espionage but looking for something that emphasizes systems, trade-offs, and human behavior rather than pure sensationalism. The main benefit is perspective. The book encourages readers to think in terms of risk, incentives, information quality, and operational discipline. Those habits can improve everyday life, from protecting privacy and evaluating online narratives to negotiating effectively and making decisions with fewer blind spots. Compared with many spy books that lean heavily on historical retrospectives or action-driven storytelling, this one is positioned as a contemporary guide to how the environment has changed, especially around digital exposure and influence operations. That makes it worth buying for readers who want relevance to the present moment and who value practical, structured explanations. It helps demystify espionage while leaving room for the ethical complexity that makes the subject important. If you would like to support Andrew Bustamante, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!